Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, outside the 12th Hour, in the Elgin, Texas. Today is April the 1st, 2024, or it is the fourth day of Abib, 2029. We will start our first service today reading from a compilation by Catherine Brunken and entitled The Mystery of the Kingdom of the Yahweh is a Mystery of the Yahshua. Holy One of Israel in the Ages Past by Catherine Brunken. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit, we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of the Yahweh in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which the Yahweh ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Yahshua of the glory. Yahshua is the Son's name. Colossians 1:25. Wherefore I am made a minister according unto the dispensation of the Yahweh, which is given unto me for you, for the fulfilling of the word of the Yahweh. 26. This is Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from the generation, but now is made manifest unto his saints. Unto whom the Yahweh would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Yahshua, the Son, in you as the hope of glory. Exodus 23:20. Behold, I, the Yahweh, send an angel, Yahshua, his Son, before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Verse 21, Exodus 23. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. So the Father's name is in his Son's name. Yahshua, Yah is the Father's name. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversary. For mine angel of the Yahshua shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Verse 25. And ye shall serve the Yahshua, or Yahweh your Father, and he shall bless thy bread, food, and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Deuteronomy 33. And of the Levi he said, let thy thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, Yahshua, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Job 6:10. Then should I yet have comfort? Yea, I would harden myself in the soul. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One, Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh of Israel. Psalms 16:10. For thou, Yahweh, Father, will not leave my son, Yahshua, soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 71:22. I will also praise thee with the palsy, even thy truth, O my Savior. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. Psalm 78. Yea, they turned back and tempted Yahweh and limited his son Yahshua as the Holy One of Israel. Psalms 89:18. For the Yahweh the Father is our defense, and his son Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, as our king. Then thou spakest in vision unto thy Holy One, Yahshua, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty of the Yahshua. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Verse 27, Psalm 89. Also I will make him my firstborn, Yahshua, higher than the kings of the earth. Verse 28, my mystery will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Isaiah 1:4. All sinful a nation laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupted. They have forsaken the Yahweh the Father, for they have provoked his son Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, and unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Isaiah 5:19. That said, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Verse 24, therefore as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as the dust, because they have cast away the law of the Yahshua of the host, the Son, that's the Son, and despise the word of the Holy One, Yahshua of Israel. Isaiah 10:17. And then the light of the Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his bars in one day. Verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Yahshua as the Holy One of Israel in the truth. Isaiah 12:6. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of the Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 17:7. At that day shall a man look unto his Maker, Yahweh the Father, and his eyes shall have respect unto the Son as the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 29:19. For the meek also shall increase their joy in the Yahweh the Father, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Verse 23, Isaiah 29. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, Yahweh, and sanctify his son, Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, and shall fear the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, of the Israel. Isaiah 30:11. Get you out of the way, or turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One, Yahshua, son of Yahweh, of Israel, to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise the word, this word, and trust in oppression and perversity, and stay thereon. For thus saith Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, as the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In the quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. You shall have as strong as in the night, or when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of the heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Yahshua, that would be the house of David, that would be the mount of David, unto the mighty one of Israel. Isaiah 31:1. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in the chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Yahweh. Isaiah 37:23. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 40:25. Unto whom then will ye liken me, Yahshua? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One of Israel? Isaiah 41:14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Yahshua, as our Redeemer, as the Holy One of Israel. 16, Isaiah 41. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in Yahweh the Father, and shalt glory in his Son, as the Holy One of Israel. Verse 20. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Yahweh the Father hath done this, and his son, Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, has created it. Isaiah 43:3. For I am the Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Verse 14. For I am the Yahshua, thy Savior, as the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. It says, Isaiah 47:4. As for our Redeemer, the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh of the host, is his name, as the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith Yahshua, thy Redeemer, as the Holy One of Israel. I am the Yahshua, thy Savior, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. Isaiah 49:7. Thus saith the Yahweh of the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, unto him whom man despises, unto him whom the nation abhorreth, unto a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Yahweh that is faithful, And his son Yahshua is the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Who is this thee? This is the house of David that he's going to choose. When Yahshua sits upon the throne of him here in his last days. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Yahshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah 51:4-5. For thy Savior is thine husband, the Yahshua of the host is his name. And thy Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, for the Savior of the whole earth shall he be called. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. Verse 8, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with the everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahshua, thy Redeemer. Isaiah 55:5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Yahweh the Father, and his Son Yahshua is the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. His thee is the house of David. That's who we represent today, the antitypical David kingdom. Isaiah 60:9. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first for the bringing of thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Father Yahweh, and unto the Son Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And this thee is who we are today, the house of David, and this is the time we are in that time. Verse 10, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. 11, therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the force of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Verse 12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly destroyed. Wasted. That's in Isaiah 60:12.
Utterly wasted.
Let's read Isaiah 60:12 again. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. For the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow down themselves, shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Yahshua, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. And that Mount Zion is the name of the city of David. Verse 15, Isaiah 60. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, that thou shalt know that I, the Yahshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah 62:11. Behold, the Yahshua hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye unto the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his Yashu's reward is with him and his work before him. Isaiah 62:12. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yashu, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with the dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. For the Yashu that speak unto thee in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have tried the winepress alone, and of thy people there was none with me, Yashu, for I will tread them in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of the vengeance is in mine heart, this is verse 4, and the year of my redeemed is come, verse 5, Isaiah 63. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Yahweh, and the praises of the Yahweh, the Father, according unto all that the Yashu, his Son, hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according unto his mercies, and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Verse 8. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he, Yashu, son of Yahweh, was their Savior. Verse 9. And all the affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of the Yashu of his presence saved them in his love, and in his pity he redeemed them, and he buried them and carried them all the days of old. Jeremiah 50:29. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow. Camp against it round about, let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according unto all that she hath done. Do unto her, for she hath been proud against the Yashu, against the Holy One of Israel. Verse 33, Jeremiah 50. Thus saith Yashu of the host, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast, for they refused to let them go. Verse 34, for their Redeemer, Yashu, is strong. As the Yashu of the host is his name, for he shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest unto the land, and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Verse 39. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the islands shall dwell there, and the owl shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Verse 40. As the Yashu overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Father Yahweh, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Verse 41. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation and many kings shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. Verse 42. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon the horses, every one put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of the Babylon. For the king of the Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands are waxed feeble, anguish took hold of him, and pains as of a woman in travail. Jeremiah 51:5. For Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his savior of the Asherites of the host, though their land was filled with a sin against the Holy One of Israel. Verse 6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Asherites' vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Asher shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Jacob have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holes. Their might have failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of the Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are affrighted. For thus saith the Asher of the host, the savior of the Israel, the daughter of the Babylon. It's like the threshing floor. It is time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Unless your heart faint, and you fear for the rumors that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year, shall come a rumor and violence in the land, a ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the day is come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of the Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Ezekiel 39:7. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more, and the heathen shall know that I am the Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel. Daniel 4:13. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from the heaven. Verse 23. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, how the tree, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. Hosea 11:9. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am the Yahshua, and not man, as the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. Habakkuk 3:3. Yahweh came from Teman, and the Holy One Yahshua from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. 3. How that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore, and the few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of the Yahshua, verse 5 of Ephesians 3, which in other ages, ancient time, was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in the Yahshua by the gospel or the teaching of the plan of salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews chapter 10:19-20. Verse 7, whereof I was made a minister according unto the gift of the grace of the Yahweh given unto me by the effectual working of his power. That's the end of this section. Part 3, Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in the trespasses and sin. Wherein in the time past, in the Old Testament time, you walk according unto the course of this world, according unto the prince of the power of the air, Satan, for the spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience. But the Yahweh, who is rich in the mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in the sins, has quickened us, made alive together with the Yahshua, by the grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly righteous places in the Yahshua, that in the ages to come, period of the time, age eternity, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, the spiritual condition of the one governed by the power of the divine grace in his kingdom toward us through the Yahshua. Verse 17, and came and preached peace unto you which were afar off and unto them that were nigh. Ephesians 2:18, and through him, Yahshua, we both have access by the one Holy Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household family of the Yahweh. Ephesians 5:32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Yahshua and the church. Ephesians 6:19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the plan of the salvation of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, which is a gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Galatians 1:1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes the Yahshua Messiah hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received you of the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith in the blood of Yahshua. Verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Verse 8, for by the grace are you saved through the faith, belief, confidence, trust, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of the Yahweh. So let's back up and read this again, verse 8, Galatians, I guess it's 1. For by the grace are you saved through the faith and the blood of the Yahshua, and that not of yourself, for it is a gift of the Yahweh. Okay. Not of the works deeds, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in the Yahshua, unto good works, which the Yahweh has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time, formerly aforetime, past Gentiles, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by the hand. Verse 12, that at that time you were without the Yahshua, being aliens from the commonwealth of the Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without the Yahshua in the world, no means of the salvation through his blood, that is. Verse 13, but now in the Yahshua, ye Gentiles, who sometimes were far off or made nigh or near by the blood of the Yahshua. For he is our peace, house of the Israelites, who hath made both Israel and Gentiles one, and hath broken down the middle wall of the partition, curtain of the Most Holy, between us, having abolished, done away with, in his flesh, the enmity, even the law of the commandments, animal sacrifices, contained in the ordinances, for the making himself of twain, one new righteous man, so making peace, and that he, Yahshua, might reconcile both unto Yahweh in the one body, Yahshua, by the cross, crucifixion, having slain the enmity, hostility, hatred thereby. Verse 17, and came and preached peace unto you Gentiles which were far off, and unto them that were not. For through him, Yahshua, we, the Jews and Gentiles, both have access by the one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye Gentiles are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of the Yahweh, and are built Jerusalem above upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahshua himself being the chief cornerstone. Ah, yes, sir. Verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together, Jerusalem above, groweth unto an holy temple in the Yahweh, and whom you also are builded together for an habitation of the Yahweh through the Spirit. Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, as a prisoner of the Yahshua, for you Gentiles, verse 2, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of the Yahweh, which is given me unto you, word, how that by the revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of the Asura, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in the Yahshua by the gospel. Verse 7, wherefore I was made a minister according unto the gift of the grace of the Yahweh, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Verse 8, unto me, Paul, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of the Yahshua, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in the Yahweh who created all things by the Yahshua. Verse 10, unto the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of the Yahweh. Verse 11, according unto the eternal purpose which he purposed in the Yahshua, our Savior. Verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with the confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Savior Yahshua. 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Verse 16, that he would grant you according unto the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that the Yahshua may dwell in your hearts by the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua. Hebrews chapter 10, 19 and 20, that ye being rooted and grounded in the love, verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, verse 19, and to know the love of the Yahshua, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of the Yahweh. Comment. So many interpretations of this word, family in heaven, has been flying around for many, many years, giving a false interpretation. It is only as the Spirit of the truth is working can anyone get it right, for the Scriptures are correct and can't be changed no matter what the theories of the people are. Theories will not hold up against the Bible. Another word for it is traditions that are coming out of idolatry. Nothing but the true meaning is acceptable to the Yahweh and Yahshua. From the gate of the city unto the eastern extremity of the town, vainly seeking a resting place for the night, there is no room for them at the crowded inn.
What? You turned too many pages.
Alright, let's read this again. We're in Romans 8, let's read verse 7. and continue on. Because the carnal sinful mind is enmity against the Yahweh, for it is not subject unto the law of the Yahweh, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh sinful cannot please the Yahweh. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of the Yahshua dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of the Yahshua, he is not of his. Verse 10. And if Yahshua be in you, the sinful body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him, the Yahweh, that raised up his Son Yahshua from the dead, dwell in you, he that raised up his Son Yahshua from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to love, to live after the flesh. Verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of the Yahweh, they are the sons of the Yahweh. Comment. We being led by the Spirit of the Yahshua makes us children of the Yahweh through the Yahshua Messiah. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the Spirit of the body again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of the adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, for the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of the Yahweh. And if children, then heirs, heirs of the Yahweh, and joint heirs with the Yahshua. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Comment. If we be led by the Spirit, as was faithful Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and since our Savior Yahshua came through that lineage of the earthly birth, then we are the heirs of the Yahweh through the blood of the Yahshua our Savior. How do we prove the lineage of the Yahshua, our Savior, and how it came down through the history of the time? Let's see. Matthew 1:1. For the book of the generation of the Yahshua, Messiah, as the son of David, as the son of the Abraham. Verse 2. For the Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah, and his brethren, and Judah begat Phares, and Zerah of Tamar, and Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram, and Alud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matan, and Matan begat Jacob, and Jacob, verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Yahshua, who is called the Messiah. For the Mary is also of the lineage of David, and the son of the David must be born in David's city out of Bethlehem, said the prophet. Shall he come forth, that is, to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from the days of the eternity, Micah 5:2. But in the city of their royal line, Joseph and Mary are unrecognized and unhonored, weary and homeless, they traverse the entire length of the narrow street. From the gate of the city to the eastern extremity of the town, vainly seeking a resting place for the night. There is no room for them at the crowded inn in a rude building where the beasts are sheltered. They at last find refuge, and here the Redeemer of the world is born. Desire of the Ages, page 44. We have now established the fact that both Mary and Joseph are of the same lineage of David and Abraham. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of Yahweh. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by the reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, expectations of the good, hope joyful, of the confident expectations of the eternal salvation. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of the Yahweh. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to witness the redemption of our body. Verse 24. For we are saved by the hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? Verse 25. But if we hope for that which that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Verse 26. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according unto the will of the Yahweh. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Yahweh, and to them who are the called according unto his purpose. Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, of his Yahweh's Son, the Yeshua, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate foreknew from the beginning, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. Verse 31. What shall we then say unto these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of his Yahweh's elect? It is the Yahweh that justifies us. Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is the Yahshua that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Father Yahweh, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of the Yahshua? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of the Yahweh, which is in the Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. This brings in verse 36. Contact us the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.